can you envision Prime Minister Netanyahu asking his war cabinet for their consent for him to use nuclear weapons delivered into Iran?
Yes, I'm sure that he would unhesitatingly use that capability against Hezbollah, because Hezbollah is probably at least as well fortified and dug in as the Ukrainians were in the Donbass. So, you know, this view is we're not going to trade Israeli soldiers' lives for, you know, a half a mile or 2 miles of ground. We're going to essentially destroy it. When it comes to Iran, the Israelis have convinced themselves that there will be no security for Israel as long as any state in the region, specifically Iran, has the capability to go nuclear. They know that Iran is a threshold nuclear state. And Mr. Netanyahu has been very straightforward about it. We will not tolerate that. And I imagine they would use tactical nuclear weapons to try and destroy the underground facilities. Now, the Iranians have anticipated this. They've distributed their command and control. They have placed missiles in various areas. They have clusters. And they have a command and control system that's very redundant and designed under worst cases to operate independently. That all of that is on the minds of the Israelis if they go in there. Plus the fact there, most of what they would deliver is probably going to be from the air. And if they're going to do that, they need U.S. Air Force refueling assets. We can obviously decline to provide those. But the Israelis also have submarines that can launch cruise missiles. And they, too, are nuclear capable. So, you know, the Israelis can get at the Iranians in various ways. Will it work? I don't think so. Will it stop the war? No. Will it make matters much worse? Yes. And that's the great danger. I think Israel itself has, from the very beginning, put its very existence at risk when it doesn't need to. But that's my personal opinion. I'm not anxious to see Israel destroyed. I would like to see it survive. But I think under Mr. Netanyahu's leadership, that's going to be very difficult in the months ahead.